welcome to the Sinclair Paranormal Investigation Agency. Episode 1, Hilltop Road. So you guys are, we're going to open with you all on your way to 105 Hilltop Road. That's the address of this building. It's a condemned building that is rumored to have been the site of a cult sacrifice. You all discovered it on an urban exploring chat room in Reddit, and the user who mentioned the location said he had lived in the neighborhood for about a year, and he'd never seen life or movement out of the house. However, for some reason, it isn't listed in abandoned places anywhere. He's always been told to stay away from the building, but never got to given a reason why. So he feels like if anyone's going to see what's up inside, he would love to know, and he posted it here hoping someone would go and check it out. So I want to start with how you all get to this house at 1 a.m.
So I'm going to jump in my cargo van, and since I knew Matt was coming, I'm going to offer him a ride. Hey, ring, I'm calling Matthew.
I'm picking up.
Hey man, you wanna go check out this house with me that you told me about? I'm cool with it. I thought about it. It sounds great. If you're cool, I'll swing by. I've got your address. I'll pick you up.
Yeah, sure. Swing by. Are you bringing the camera?
Or Jesus, am I gonna have to bring it? Matt, it's 1 a.m. Would you shut the fuck up?
Who's that, Matt? You got a lady over?
Lady, yes. In the way you're thinking, probably not. Don't worry about it. She's
Say no more. I gotcha. An American. Ooh la la. I had a little bit of Randy, if you know what I mean.
Certainly. Oh, she's broken. God's
on the phone. Is that your dad?
All right, I'm on my way. She's
the perfect American.
yeah, bring your camera too. I've got my thermal attachment for my camera on my phone just in case. And I'll also bring some flashlights. If you have flashlights, be sure to bring them. This sounds interesting.
Yeah. Brittany, you coming along? We're exploring an old building. Ghost stories. It's a house. It's an abandoned house. You know that thing I get up to, right? Listen, it's this total idiot on Reddit. All right, he actually, he was so worried about this building that he, for whatever reason, thinks that there might be something there, something supernatural, or something like that. Most of the time, it's like a rather, industrious squirrel or something that's making all this racket. And I just kind of like to get on there and rub it in their faces that they were afraid of a squirrel. So,
you just go over there to, beat up nerds emotionally. Yeah, sure. Shit, I'll come. Fine.
Yeah. Well, this is actually pretty special. It seems like we're a whole get together is coming along. I've had a bunch of this weird, lunatic. Is following me around, and I rather idiotically mentioned this to him, and it's not my property, so I can't stop him from going. So he's coming. There's also this old ex-cop coming.
I'm outside. I'm hitting the horn. I just pulled up with my van and I'm honking the horn to come out.
And that's him. You ready to get into a white unmarked van at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Whatever. It's not like I didn't do that back home. I've weighed a couple of vans. Let me tell you. Fine, whatever. Let's hope that the other guy's hot at least.
So James, where are you at in this situation? Are you in the bushes outside, or are you making your way to the house on your own?
Yeah, I'm gonna. I'll text Matthew what train station I'm at.
I'll give this guy my number.
Gave him. So Matthew, you get a ping on your phone, and you see what do you have him labeled as in your phone?
It's just crazy stalker. Crazy stalker is labeling my phone. I say, I lean over and I say, "Hey cop." And I say it with, obvious disdain in my voice. He says, we got someone else that's wanting to come along. He's at the station.
I quickly put something into my jacket that I was obviously drinking on. Oh, yeah, yeah, no problem, no problem. And by the way, it's ex-cop, ex-cop. I haven't been a cop in years.
Ex-cop as he drinks an open container in a vehicle.
Hey, hey, nobody saw what I was drinking.
No, you're right, you're right.
What looks like it might be a small silver flask. It might be a small metal flask in the pocket of my jacket. And then I smash out a cigarette that I had. And I'm like, all right, let's go get your friend. What station's he at?
I don't know. Let me see. Let me look through my text.
You know what? Yeah, never mind, man. There's only one station in town, and I just like floor it and we go.
All right. Yeah, you head over to the station, and you swing by and you pull up to the like pickup area. And I don't know what stations look like in the UK, but I imagine there's like a staircase coming out of the ground like a subway. And this, why don't you describe what you look like, James, standing out in front of the station?
I guess I'm wearing like a suit, but it's clear that it's been like worn for a couple days. It's kind of disheveled. Like my hair is a bit too long. But I am carrying like a briefcase.
All right. So you, maybe you flag down the van.
Yeah. I'm going to wave. Hey, down, yeah.
Hey, Matt, is that your guy?
Yeah, he's wearing the same exact thing as when I met him a couple days ago.
So these two are in the back seats, and the captain chairs in the middle of the van. It's like one of those old vans. It's got cargo in the very back, but two captain chairs. So I reach over, I roll the window down manually. It's one of those.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh.
Are you? Hello? Are you James?
Yeah. I'm Dr. Ritter. Nice to meet.
I didn't ask your last story. Get in. Let's go.
Okay, I'm gonna slide the door open and climb in. And be like, oh. Matthew, thanks for letting me come along. This will do great for my research in London. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, I hope you're ready to have to write a completely different paper. But let's go ahead.
All right, here's to a great night, guys. And I pull something out of my coat. Anybody want some? I take a swig and I pass.
Can you
it
tell
out.
Me what date did you meet these fellows here?
And then I just floor it. Like, I don't even wait to like buckle up. And, like, I mean, as fast as a 1979 A-Team style van can go, goes.
All right. So you've chatted, you know, Dr. James Ritter is talking your ear off the entire time. Matthew's trying his best to ignore him. And it may be a little bit of a swervy ride, but it's not as bad as it could be for who's driving. And you roll up to this house, and it's very dark at night, but there are street lamps in this area. You see that you see a large rectangular brick townhome, and there's nothing out of the ordinary with that townhome specifically. The house has many windows, all the curtains are drawn, there's one large tree out in front of the house. The area is seemingly well lived in. The neighbors' houses have kids' bikes laying in the yards. A lot of people's trash is set out for pickup the next morning. But as soon as you cross into the driveway of Hilltop Road, things feel a little more stale, like the air feels still and thick. And you notice there are no lights on at any of the neighbors' houses, so it's only illuminated by the lights, the street lamps, and the lights of your headlights. So you roll into this, it's a short concrete driveway, the house is situated fairly close to the edge of the road, and the other houses line fairly close together.
I swing the door wide open. And I say,
wait, what do you
say?
Right, well. Oh, the main door or the door to the car?
The side door. I assume it's one of those vans with a sliding door.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, no problem.
And I slide the door open and heft on my backpack, and I say, well, job ain't gonna do itself. Let's get right to it. And I begin like going over, make sure everything, double checking one last time if everything's in the right spot and quickly accessible.
Miss, how did you come to know Matthew? Can you tell me as details as possible? Do you know when it was, or how much time you guys spent together? Tell me anything you can remember.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Listen, I don't give a shit about whatever shrooms that you're on. I wish you'd share them so I could get through this easier. I'm here because I need his couch to sleep on, and I haven't been able to get any fun in for the past month that I've been in this shit town. So I don't really talk to fives most of the time, just move along.
So as I walk around the front, I'm like, oh, I like this one. Come on, let's go. And I bring out my flashlight and I turn it on and start looking around the front yard.
Sure, so you look around the front yard, you see that there are several tree limbs that have fallen from the tree and not been picked up, seeming to suggest that no one's been maintaining this house in a while. You shine your light across the different windows and once again notice all the curtains are drawn. It's not too hard to locate the front door. It's situated nicely with a nice concrete path leading up to it. All of the flower beds around the house are disheveled and overgrown, but it seems like the yard is being kept up by someone, maybe an HOA representative or something like that.
Walk to the front door. I cautiously look to see if I can see in, if there's any like windows or anything.
Yeah, there's the door has a window on it, and as you peer through, you can't really see. It seems like something's blocking the window. And once again, it's a big wooden door with the numbers 105 on it for 105 Hilltop Road.
I look at Matt and I'm like, "Hey, Matt, you ready? You want to go in?"
Oh, I'm more than ready. Do you think we will have the luck of having an unlocked front door?
I don't know. Let me check. And I kind of turn the knob lightly to see if it's unlocked.
The knob jiggles back and forth a little, but it does not turn.
You are far too hasty. I need to get this sketch down first. Don't touch anything yet. I'm going to be sitting down the grass trying to get a sketch.
How about I take a picture with my smartphone? Is that cool? I'll send it to you later.
I think a sketch seems to capture a certain essence that is lost in a photograph.
You draw a sketch on my photo, all right? And I go ahead and I'm like, hey guys, you want in here or no?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get in.
All right, so first I'm like, all right, you like photos. So I'm like, all right, Dr. James, here, take my phone and take a picture of us. And I gather us together. Cheers, guys. We're going to make this a night to remember.
Oh, my gosh, take that again. Take it again. Like, I make you take it again. Because I'm really concerned about the way that I look in the photo. So, like, I make you take it again, like, multiple times. It's obvious that I don't really care. I just care about how I look.
Fine, I'll just take a picture. I'll try to keep up with you all.
He takes the photo, but his thumb's slightly blocking it.
All right, perfect. I tried to use my street smarts, if you will, to see if I can figure out a way to jimmy this door open without like just kicking it.
Well, you see, I guess, you know, maybe you're more used to the kicking the whole fucking thing down in your line of work, but you see, I am have the right tools for the job, and I pull out my lockpicking set and begin to start tinkering away at the door.
Oh, nice.
He said, go ahead and turn that torch off. We don't want anyone, you know, seeing exactly what I'm doing. They might start asking questions.
So I act nonchalant and go walk in and just kind of start whistling a tune.
All right, we have our first skill check of the session and of the entire campaign. So this is going to be, you're using a lockpick, so we'll run that off of speed. So this is going to be a level 3 speed check. And since you have lockpicking training, it's going to drop it down to a level 2. Any other reason why we should drop it further than that? Currently, you've got to roll a DC 6.
Oh, that sounds sufficient. And I rolled a 9.
Sweet. Yep, so you tinker with the lock and pretty easily, you know, you've had plenty of practice with this. You hear the lock click and the handle turns with your lock picking set, and the door kind of like moves loose from its frame for sure, but it almost seems like something's holding it back a little. It's not like swinging open as easy as it should.
Well, I said, if that doesn't work, and I pull out another thing from my pack. I've got a crowbar, and I just start yanking on the door.
Yeah, there's no roll needed here. I mean, a crowbar gives you plenty of leverage to yank on this door, and as you yank the door open, it kind of swings open, and you'll notice that there's like a dense layer of like dust and cobwebs that was almost holding the door shut slightly. That's why it wasn't swinging open. And this disgusting, musty smell of unused area and stagnant air washes out over you all as you stand at the door.
I take a bandana from my first aid kit and wrap it around my mouth.
Careful that we have to break into something like this. It's a bit unprofessional of someone like me.
It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Come on.
This is how you get results, Professor.
I understand.
Yeah, so when you step through the door, I imagine Matthew is the first one to step through. You see a dark room, no lights on in the entire house. For all you know, the power is out. And everything that you see when your torch scans over back and forth across the room is covered in dust and cobwebs. It's thicker than anything you've seen before. You would think that this house has sat for decades without anyone touching it. But everything's in fairly neat shape. It's not like there's trash piles and boxes everywhere. It almost looks like a house up for sale, but covered in dust and emptiness.
Yeah, I look for a light switch just to try to flick a light switch on and off.
Yeah, you quickly find a light switch next to the door, and when you flip it on, the lights do come on to your surprise. However, the bulb is so covered in these cobwebs and dust that it doesn't illuminate the room too much. All it does is cast these spiderwebby shadows across every surface. And now that the light's illuminating things a little bit, you do see a shoe rack at the entryway that has several women's shoes on it. There's also a coat rack near the entrance with various articles of clothing hanging on it, almost as if someone left in frozen in time.
I look through the coat rack, see if there's any nice like trench coat style coats.
It's mostly smaller women's coats. There's like a furry Sherpa coat, and then a rain jacket.
I look through the coats and start trying them on.
Before you ask all these, I want to see what order they're in and the sizes of these coats. And I start writing down all that.
you write those details down.
what does he notice? What are they all the same size?
They're all the same size. Yep, they're all smalls. Women small.
What are you finding there, doctor?
Are they like expensive coats? Are they kind of like cheap? Are they like nice? Are they made of good material that like they lasted this long?
For sure. They look like they're nice coats. Like they were probably pretty expensive, and they're very, very well put together. Not anything cheap.
As he's cataloging the coats and doing whatever, I'm going to go and look for any kind of newspaper, any kind of article, magazine. I'm looking specifically for something with a date on it.
Sure. Why don't you make a level 3 investigation check?
Okay.
So it is currently level 3, which is a DC 9. You have a training in perception, so we'll call it a DC 2, or a level 2, which makes it a DC 6.
And I roll a D20 for this?
Yep.
Okay. I got an 11.
All right. Yeah, so you look around the room, you step off to your left through an archway that leads to a living room, and there's a dusty dining room table, and you see what looks to be the outline of like a magazine sitting on it, but it's once again so covered in dust and cobwebs, you can't make out what it is.
I pick it up and dust it off.
Yeah, you like sweep this clump, almost a whole perfect layer of these cobwebs off, and they fall to the ground, and you see like a Sports Illustrated, and it dates to the year 2018.
Is it the swimsuit issue?
No, it's like the shot put issue.
Right. So I'm like, hey guys, look at this, and I call everybody in.
What a magnificent find, Sean.
Yeah, 2018. You think they kept it, or you think this is about the wait, what year is it now? What year is
it's
it?
It's 2019.
Dude, this is a year old. Do you think somebody lived here a year ago? This dust looks way a lot older than a year, don't you think?
Definitely something to consider. I'm going to get a quick scan of that real quick, that magazine there.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you want to know? And I flip it open. I'm like, not much in here. It looks like a shot put special.
Oh, I think patterns will appear when you least expect it, Sean.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead and let me know what you want to know about it.
Sounds to me like you're going to find them no matter what.
Come on, I'm sure all this dust is just, you know, This it could be from anything. They don't clean. No one lives here. Stuff happens. That's
true. I'm like, hey guys, look at this, man. It says here that Thomas Walsh, he won the World Indoor Shot Put Championship. That's impressive. Good for us, man. And I proceed to read the article about the IAAF World Indoor Championship men's shot put.
America did better.
I'm gonna do another quick scan of the house. Is there any like adjoining rooms?
Yeah, so you turn around and shine your flashlight through the house, and you see that there's a straight from where the entrance was is a kitchen. It's a fairly large kitchen. Once again, it's like the house was being sold. Everything is well put together and kept, but very covered and dusty. You then also see to the right of the entrance is a staircase leading upstairs, and then there's also a door that presumably leads to a staircase downstairs.
We have our smartphones, right?
Yep.
I'm like, hey, give me a second here. And I'm like, I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier. And I bring up Zillow, and I look up this address on Zillow.
Yeah, yeah, you find the house on Zillow, 105 Hilltop Road, and it's not for sale, and it was not for sale. It seems like it was bought way back in 2009.
Oh, guys, hey, this house, it was sold in 2009. I'm looking to see if I can find the buyer, because you know, on Zillow you can see the buyer usually.
Yeah, the seller is not listed, or the buyer is not listed.
Oh, the buyer's not listed.
Is there like pictures of the house, like a layout, like a floor layout, so we can see what we're working with here?
I look to see.
Yeah, there's a layout of the house, and there's also a property line view that shows a small backyard in the back. But the layout matches very similarly to what Matthew had just seen with the kitchen and the upstairs and the downstairs.
Does it indicate who the seller is? Does it indicate who sold it?
It was sold by a generic retail company.
It says BlackRock sold it.
No.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You see, so the pictures on Zillow show a different look to the house, but it's the same layout.
Hey guys, this house, I mean, it looks old and decrepit, but I don't see anything paranormal. I'm gonna go check it out.
Wait. Okay, that Sports Illustrated was from 2018. What's the era? Like, what do those coats, like modern coats? Like, they seem, you said they were expensive looking. I kind of assumed that they were like old timey ish. But if that magazine was from 2018,
they were more of like an old person coat. I would describe them as coats that are not like, they're not like hand sewn, but they're definitely made to be more like high rich fashion.
Yeah, but like, were they made in the 40s or the 50s, or do they look like modern style? Yeah,
they're new.
They have like normal tags on them with all the percentages of materials. It made seems in China. Modern. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, made in China.
Gotcha.
Taiwan, yeah. Actually.
So I'm going to walk into the kitchen and see what's in there.
I'm going to follow him because I think that's a good idea too.
So the kitchen sports the usual kitchen. There's a sink, dishwasher. There's a large fridge, several pantries. It's a very large kitchen, and a large countertop that stretches over the whole side, including the sink, and the pantries sit on top and bottom. There's like a knife rack on the left side of the sink, and then there's a small dining room table that only has two chairs.
Okay, I'm going to start going through the cupboards.
Yeah, I agree. So I'm like, hey, that's a good idea, and I start going from the other side. Going through the cupboards, I also look in the dishwasher and the refrigerator.
Yeah, so as you, James, open up the cupboards, the first one you open has some canned goods in it. They look relatively fine. The next one you open has plates and dishes. They're dusty, albeit, but nothing out of the ordinary. The next one, however, when you open it, you get hit in the face with a terrible stench. And these bags of what used to be, like, crackers and chips fall out, but they have burst open and they're rotting and they are moldy and disgusting, and you're actually going to take one stress from the reaction to the smell.
Oh, it's even worse in my apartment.
I noticed this, right?
Yeah, you noticed this, but exactly. You're subsequently checking the dishwasher, which has some clean dishes in it, and then when you open the fridge you face a similar fate to James, you get this wafting smell of these awful rotting foods. The fridge light comes on, but you can tell that the compressor has failed a while ago, and it is no longer keeping anything cold, and so you're going to take one stress from the stench as well.
Okay, so I make my stress a one. Got it. So I look around I'm like, woof! And I look to see if there's anything unusual of the disgusting food. Does it all look like normal? Like lunch meats that have spoiled, you know?
Lunch meats, eggs, gallon of milk, some Tupperware with leftovers in it. Well, what you presume to have been leftovers.
Can I see the Best Buy date on any of the things?
Yeah, everything dates back to around 2018 timeframe.
I look for a can opener.
Yeah, there's a can opener in one of the drawers.
I go to the canned goods. What do I see? What kind of canned goods?
There's a can of black beans. There's also a can of ravioli.
I grab the ravioli and I open it up.
Yeah, you open up the ravioli and it seems to be all right.
I'm like, hey, this right, and I sniff it. I still think it smells. Seems all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, no, it smells.
All right, I go ahead and eat the ravioli. I'm like, hey, man, this ravioli is pretty good.
yeah, you eat some ravioli, and you know, you're taking a little load off, and so you get to drop that one stress.
Yeah,
off
baby, I read the rules.
Sean,
nice.
Everything seems here to be in a state of decay more than we'd expect. Surely you couldn't be so hasty.
I'm like, so you know, Italian food is known for two things. Deliciousness and anti-paranormal properties. Have some ravioli. Oh. I hand it over.
Oh, I'm gonna note that down, Sean. Thank you.
Wait a minute. Is the house itself like the wood? Like I assume like the floors are made of wood and the. Yeah, I want to like look at the walls. Are like the walls moldy?
So you try to look and see if the walls are, you know, rotting or falling apart or how the floor feels, but everything is covered in this thick cobweb. You can't even pick out what color the walls used to be. You can't tell if the floor in the kitchen is tile or if it's hardwood.
I start digging through it.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a second. Like, I start digging through the cobwebs then on the walls. I want to try to get to the bottom of it to get to the
wall. Okay. Yeah, so Brittany begins to tear this webbing off of the wall and sees that the kitchen wall is painted a boring white color, and the floor in the kitchen is a checkered blue and white tile, and it all looks like it's in relatively good shape. Nothing's falling apart, nothing's rotting. The floor may creak a little bit as you walk, but nothing too out of the ordinary. And subsequently, Sean digs underneath the sink and finds himself some old cleaning supplies, and there's also a spray can of Raid underneath the sink.
Dude, I grab the Raid and I shake it. Does it feel like it's got something?
Yeah, it's got like quarter left.
I give it a little squirt into the sink just to make sure it's working.
Yep, it works. It sprays out.
All right, guys. I feel like there's some bugs in here, so I'm going to keep this with me.
While all this is going on, I'm just like, all right, well, hey, you guys can waste your time in the kitchen. I don't know what you guys suspect you'll find here. It looks just like a normal kitchen to me. I'm going to head upstairs and start poking around up there.
I want to go downstairs. Is it okay if we go downstairs?
Well, let's resolve Matthew going upstairs first.
No, I'm saying, can I do it concurrently? So I'm
not upstairs. You can do it
concurrently. Okay.
But go ahead, James, and then we'll do Matthew.
Well, I guess I'll go upstairs with Matthew.
Hey, Doc, you want to come down and check this out with me?
Yeah, of course, but I have to ask you, what factors do you think led the Italians to develop anti-paranormal food?
Well, it all goes back to Leonardo da Vinci. Da Vinci, most people don't know this, he was terrified of ghosts, specters, werewolves, and vampires. So he produced an oregano variant that was specifically designed to counteract paranormal activity.
And I'm scribbling furiously in my notebook.
And I give a little hiccup as I say it. I give a little hiccup, and then I turn away and I take a little sip out of something. I put my thing back. Yeah, Doc, I know all about it. I give my pat on the back. And I'm like, come with me, I'll tell you more.
All right, as you guys venture toward the basement, Matthew and Brittany make their way upstairs. So upstairs, Matthew, you see a short hallway with two closed doors on either side.
Ladies first, left or right?
Let's go left.
Sure. So you head to the left door and you turn the knob. The knob turns. There's no lock on it. but when you try to push the door in, it seems to be fairly stuck. It doesn't move.
I like put all of my brute lacrosse strength.
Use that lacrosse strength. Come on, yeah, Brittany.
All right, so we're gonna do a level 2 might check.
God.
So that is a DC 6 unless you can reduce it somehow. And to clarify rules, a player can help another player on a check, and it will ease the task by one step.
Well, you know, I do have another person who can help me shove open this door, and this whole house is incredibly old. You mentioned that there was mold in the kitchen, which means there's water all over the place. Also, we're in England, so if no one's been taking care of this, I imagine the wood's, like, rotted because, you know, water gets in. Cobwebs are obviously all over the place. I bet this door is pretty gross and fragile.
Yeah, so if Matthew decides to help you, that'll drop it down to a DC 3, so you have to roll a 3 or better, a level 1 check.
Matthew, will you help me?
Really? A door? Alright.
You're the one who wants to debunk all this crap. Let's do it. Got an 18.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. So, yeah, you easily, the two of you easily push on the door, and you push for a second, and then it bursts open, and you see cobwebs stream down from where they tore off this door. Now, this room it's a bathroom. It's very small. It's just a half bath. But you almost can't tell where the toilet is with how many cobwebs are all over this room.
All of this falls on the floors. It's cobwebs. It's not dust. It's cobwebs.
No, it's like stringy webs. You don't see any spiders in the webs.
You don't see any spiders in the webs. We set this stuff on fire.
I mean, I have a lighter. Yes. I don't know if Matthew, yeah, you do what you want.
Yeah, I have a lighter. I'm like, you know what? Perfect way to clear this crap out. You know, it's going to burn quickly. It's going to burn. It's not going to burn the house down. That would take way too long. And we are in England. It's wet as shit out here. Let's just burn the cobwebs away.
Brittany, that. What the hell are you doing? Listen, do you have a specific goal, or do you just love burning things down? Why are you even burning it down in the first place?
So we can get around. I have cobwebs covering every single inch of my person.
I have my bandana over my face, and I put my backpack and like hold it out in front of my arms, and I just push through the cobwebs.
Yeah, you burst through the cobwebs into the bathroom, and you they're not too thick like across the room. It's more lining the surfaces, so you're able to like push them out of the way. And it seems like a fairly regular bathroom, just that one toilet that's kind of just a mound of cobwebs. And every time you step, you sink like ankle deep into cobwebs.
This is what I'm talking about. As is, you know, told to us by the omniscient narrator that occasionally I hear, but I shan't ever understand. We can't see anything. It's just this big gray lump. It's making our investigation a million times harder. Just let me burn it off, and it'll be fine. Actually, why am I even asking permission? You know, I have a lighter. Obviously, I smoke because I'm not a punk. I'm cool. So, like, I take my lighter and I try to, like, I start, like, clicking it. I start trying to, like, burn it off the toilet. You know, I'm not trying to be crazy.
You click your lighter on, and the cobwebs catch fire briefly, and a small chunk of them burns away, but it kind of fizzles out fairly quickly. It doesn't really catch intensely.
Is there any sign of the spiders?
Why don't you make a level 4 investigation check?
I have training in perception.
Okay. We'll call it a level 3.
And, yeah. There we go.
So that's DC 9.
Ooh, only 7.
Oh. So you look around and you get real close to the spider webs, and you're trying to see if you see any spiders, and it just really just all looks like web, and it's fairly dark in here. Your flashlight's doing an okay job of illuminating, but all you see is dangling web and mounds. And I'm going to use this moment to cut back to the guys downstairs. So you two head toward the basement door.
Okay. I check the door to see if I can open it.
The door handle turns, or the door handle turns slightly, but then it kind of stops, almost suggesting that the handle's locked.
All right. Hey, Doc, this seems locked.
I studied locks in my undergrad. I'm gonna see if I can lockpick this one.
While he does that, I reach above the door frame, you know, to see if there's like a key or something up there, like people do sometimes.
Yeah, you reach up there and you don't feel anything but the cobwebs sticking to your fingers.
Okay, I'm like, ah, and I kind of shake him off. I'm like, oh, that's not cool.
I'm going to poke around with, like, a piece of metal.
Yeah, so you poke around in the lock, and why don't you make a, we're going to call it a level 6 speed check for lock picking this lock.
Okay.
Got anything that can help you out?
Oh, I shine my flashlight at it.
Sure, that can drop it down to level 5. You're helping
we can
a little.
See it better.
Oh, thank you, Sean. I got a 2.
Okay. So yeah, he sticks the lock, he sticks the metal around, and nothing happens.
I'm like, all right, well, what do you think, Doc? Like, doesn't seem like it really matters.
Well, I sure would like to get to the basement. Maybe we can see if there's a.
I'm like, here, move over for a second. Let me try something. And I push him aside, and I go back to do a donkey kick on it.
Okay, make yourself a level 6 might check, unless you've got anything to drop it with.
Let me see what I got. Well, I'm a little bit tipsy. That should make me, you know, have reckless abandon, right, with the kick.
I don't know about that one.
All right. Let's see. All right, so I pull out my flask. I take a big shot. I'm like, here we go.
And it's a DC 18.
And I run back, and I'm like, here we go, Doc. And I get a 1.
Okay. So fun things happen on a 1. I get to do a DM intrusion without paying you XP. So you run to slam into this wall.
No, I'm kicking it. I'm going to kick
you,
it.
Sorry. You go to kick this door. You kick it real hard, and you you tip forward and kind of bash your face on the wall. So hard even that you like input an imprint into the wall. And you're gonna take 2 stress from that.
2 stress?
Didn't he break his nose? He has an imprint of his face in a solid wall.
Damage in this game is heavily severe. So like you have to like get shot or like stabbed to take real damage. Stress is the de facto damage as you instead of like basically getting killed. You definitely bust your nose in a little bit, and you probably got some blood dripping down.
I'm so confused because I was donkey kicking it. I said donkey kick.
Yeah, I imagine a donkey kick is like you've got your hands on the ground and you're kicking up like a donkey.
So then how would I...
So you like you kick the door, bounce off the door, and you tip forward, pivoting on your hands, and slam your face into the wall.
It's like a gymnast, too.
You understand that I'd be like backwards, like my face would be not facing the wall.
I'm imagining that like it's like a flat wall, and then there's like an imprint to the side, and then the door goes down. Oh, so you're in like a little cove.
I gotcha. I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't explain it. I just had it in my head. So
okay. I'm like, well, that didn't work, but I got one more thing we could try.
Oh. Are you sure? I don't want you to get any more hurt.
I pull out my 40 caliber SIG 229.
No,
I can choose.
Sean, how do you have that?
Ah, don't worry about it. It's not for civilians to know.
Oh,
what do you think?
Dear. Someone's gonna hear that. Please, Sean. No.
Oh, you're not wrong about that.
We shouldn't resort to something like that. Maybe if you're that desperate, we can carry something heavy down the stairs and drop it on the handle.
Oh, that's a good idea. Let's see if there's a battering ram around here.
Sure. So while you guys go to look for something heavy, we'll cut back upstairs.
Okay.
What would you guys like to do upstairs?
Oh, Matthew, come on. Stop being so skittish. I thought you didn't believe in all this crap. It's not real. What do you think's going to happen? We're going to get eaten alive by spiders? Just let's burn this crap away, and then we can actually see where we're going.
Listen, supernatural threats are not something to be afraid of, but like Black Widow spiders, or whatever poison thing they have here, is a very real thing, you know? Shit happens. And also, like, burning down houses also happens. I'm not trying to have that on my record.
You're not gonna burn anything down! Oh my god, fine. You're gonna have a whole pack about it. Let's just go down the hallway more. There's nothing in here anyway.
Alright, this is... So, in a fit of impatience, I whip out my crowbar and just smack the toilet hard over the side, shattering it.
Yeah, you do. You crush the toilet, and the water has long since kind of like evaporated out of it. It hasn't been flushed in a while. And
oh, so you're allowed to destroy houses, but I can't burn things? Hypocrite.
It knocks all the cobwebs away by the toilet, and now there's just kind of a pile of porcelain where a toilet used to be.
Thought there'd something be in there.
You psychotic son of a bitch! We're gonna get fined for that, and it's gonna be your fault! At least I was just cleaning.
Yeah. Sure. On to the next room.
On to the next room, my ass. You go first.
The other door is closed similar to the other one, but you're able to push it open if you both push, if you both work together.
Oh, now I have to work together. The guy who, like, destroys toilets? Fine.
You don't have to.
Just to get this over with. Just to get this over with.
So you help Matthew push the door open. And when Matthew bursts into this room, I'm going to do a DM intrusion on Matthew. So, Matthew, you get one XP. I'm going to give it to you. I edit the XP fields. And you get to pick one other player to give your other XP to.
Brittany.
All right. So you and Brittany both have one XP now. So Matthew bursts through this door, and in the center of this room, the room is covered in cobwebs. There's a large section that you imagine is the shape of a bed. And in the center of the room, surprisingly not covered by cobwebs, is the corpse of a dog. And it's just kind of bones and little bits of flesh, and it reeks. It makes you so disgusted, and you take one stress, and Brittany also takes one stress from seeing the dog.
Oh, God!
Oh, my God! What the hell?! I don't like this. I don't like dead animals. I don't like dead animals. Take a picture. Why are you taking a picture of it? It's a dead dog.
Oh listen, my God. We're not here just to fuck around. I'm here to prove some Redditor that he's a stupid idiot.
So did either of you like make a loud noise that would have alerted the others? They're not very far away.
I mean, they broke the toilet, right?
Yeah, they broke the toilet, and then you hear some screaming.
I heard a scream.
So what do you two downstairs want to do?
All right. So as the scream happens, hey, what was that, Doc?
Sean, you might need that gun.
Did we find anything in the battering ram? By the way,
you were like headed to look for a battering ram when this unfolded.
Okay, so let's go see what's going on. Come on, Doc.
Lead the way, Sean.
And I run upstairs.
So you see Matthew and Brittany kind of like standing in front of this doorway, and Brittany is like covering her mouth, and
I walk inside.
Matthew's plugging his nose,
and I'm like, "It's just a dead dog. What are you guys scared of? You never seen a corpse before?"
I knew Matthew would find something like this. Have you guys disturbed it at all?
No, I haven't moved it at all.
All right, I'm like, well, let me just take a look, guys. And I look, and I'm like, but first, let's see if this is their dog. I look for a collar or something on the corpse of the dog.
Yeah, there's like a collar. It's kind of like just wrapped around bones at this point, but there's definitely a collar there.
I take my flashlight and I look to see if I can see a name on the collar.
Yeah, the name is Spike.
Spike. All right. So, hey, write this down, Spike. We'll see if anybody put a lost dog out for Spike back in 2018.
Oh, of course, Sean. I'll make sure to write that down. That could be useful.
I flip it over on the tag. So I flip over the collar to see if there's a phone number or something.
There's nothing else on the collar besides the name.
Okay, just a name. Okay. Well, sorry, Spike. I'm sure you are dreaming of chasing rabbits in doggy heaven.
So now that you guys are in the room, once again, there's the dog in front of what you presume to be the bed. and the cobwebs are not surrounding the dog. You then see a large mass of spider webs on the same wall that the door is on. It looks about dresser-sized. And then you see kind of a door frame indented in the spider webs over on the side wall next to the bed.
Wait a minute. What's the rate of decomposition on this dog?
So, like, it's almost 100% bones. There are, like, bits of hair. There's no maggots. Like, it's well decayed. Like, everything has had its way with
it. Does it seem to be dried out with, like, skin still on it? Or does it seem to be, like, bones?
It's, like, bones. Like, most of the skin has been presumably taken by critters or scavengers.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, the room kind of has a taint to it, and it's a scary sight as well.
It looks like there's a door over there, guys. I'm like, hey, Doc, go see if that door opens.
If you say so, Sean, I'll.
You'll be all right.
I'll go and try to open up the door. I'm gonna like take a wide breath around the dog.
Good man, Jimmy. I always knew you were one of us.
Sean, I would like you to make another investigation check, and it's a level. We're gonna keep the level hidden on this one.
Oh, okay.
But I am easing it by one step for your perception.
Okay, and then can I also pull up my flashlight?
Yeah, if you want to kind of like help him search, we can ease it by two steps. So then make your roll, and I'll tell you depending on how you do.
I got a 14.
You open up, you like tear the cobwebs off of this door frame, and you see like a closet door, like a accordion door, and you open it up. And inside of it, you see a bunch of clothes hanging, similar cobweb nonsense going on. And in the corner of the closet, you swipe away some cobwebs because you're doing a really good job investigating, and James is there helping you. And you find a small safe, like a small metal safe with a padlock on it.
Hey, guys, I found a safe in here.
I suppose we should try to see what's inside of it. I can't imagine...
The padlock, is this a, I look at it and I ask myself, is that a combination or is that a key padlock?
It's a combination lock, but it's got one of those master key locks on the side too.
Okay, no, it's a combination lock. Hey, we should look around for a key because, you know, most people who have a lock like this, they keep the key around kind of close. Or maybe they even wrote down the combination because, you know, I don't have a safe, but if I were to have a safe, I might write down the combination somewhere close by too.
Oh, well, while you guys are looking for that, I'll just try to lockpick it myself.
Yeah, if you want to try to lockpick it, make me a level 6 intellect or level 6 speed roll. Oh, and to reiterate, the padlock has 5 wheels on it. The number, like the, it has 5 little rolly wheels on it. And their letters.
I just say, never mind. These are super easy to do. Like, there's not very many combinations. Just go ahead and unlock it. And I say, dude, you can definitely do it. So I'm encouraging him. In other words, Jacob, I'm giving him encouragement.
Yeah, you can help him on this roll. So it's a level 5. And he has... Are you lockpicking it or are you trying to guess the combination?
Picking.
Okay, so if you're going to lockpick it, it makes it a level 4. So okay. A DC 12.
Sure. I got an 11.
Oh man. Yeah, so you try at it for a bit and you just can't get it to unlock. You see it, you feel like you're really close, but you're just, something's missing. You can't get the right pin hold down.
Can I try to just rip it off with the crowbar?
Yeah, you can try to make a level 4 might check.
How often can I encourage people?
So generally you can help each time. I'm more likely to award it if you are creative with it.
Just help me pull on the crowbar.
I'm like, hey, man, did you think about pulling harder? You should pull harder, man. And so I reach over and I help him pull the crowbar.
All right. So the DC 9.
I got a 10.
Beautiful. Yeah, you guys pull. You can tell it's like a Walmart lockbox, and it breaks off pretty easily. And you open it up, and inside you see a small Saturday Night Special pistol with 20 rounds of ammunition, and then there's a strange skeleton key.
Is the caliber known?
It's like the tiniest. I don't know what caliber.
I'm gonna pull out a ruler and start measuring the lengths of all the like prongs on the key.
How many bullets are there?
There's 20 rounds of ammunition.
I pocket the gun and the bullets. I don't say a word to the people who weren't in the closet.
Well, they all, you and James and Matthew at least saw the gun, so.
Yeah, but I know that Brittany is an American, and she might not be responsible with guns like me, us British cops are.
That's fair. I'm just letting those two know that they saw you pocket the gun.
Okay, I pocketed the gun.
I'm going to give you a little wink.
I just raise an eyebrow.
Let's see if that key works on the closet downstairs that we couldn't open earlier. What do you think, Doc?
It's as good a shot as any.
You know, Mr. Jim, I knew you were my kind of guy. Let's go do it. And I look at Matthew and Brittany and be like, with like a look, like, hey, you guys coming?
Jim.
All right, you guys head back downstairs. And Sean puts the lock or puts the key, or I guess James had the key, but James puts the key in the door and turns it, and it definitely unlocks. But once again, you struggle to open the door.
I push the door.
Yeah, why don't you make me a level 6 might check?
Hey man, give me a hand pushing this door, Doc.
Sure thing, Sean.
Yeah, level 5, DC 15 right now.
Hey, Brittany. Brittany and Matt, you lazy bums, come help.
Is there room?
If they both help, I'll give you one more easement.
Okay, I got an 18. It probably doesn't matter. I got an 18.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah, you guys push and you burst the door open, and this time you are looking at a nearly solid wall of cobwebs, and I'm going to DM intrude on you, Philip. Or you, Sean. So you get to take, I'll put 1 XP on your character. You get to give 1 XP to another player.
I got this strange feeling like I've just been blessed from above. And you know, I'm gonna pray that I can pass this blessing on to you, Doc. Wait, isn't it good to get an XP?
It's good to get the XP, but it's a trade-off for me making things worse for you all.
Oh, but we can't stop that.
Well, you could pay 1 XP to stop a DM intrusion if you want, but then you don't get the XP I'm giving you for the intrusion.
So I'm gonna give it to Doc. Dr. Jim Ritter. Where do I put XP?
I got it. I added your XP. You can see it on your table, but I control the XP. So if you want to buy something, you let me know. The door swings open, and through this giant mass of cobwebs, you look down to see 2 black spiders crawling up your leg. And it gives you a good scare, which triggers, you get +1 stress. You notice that they are both large black spiders with a red hourglass symbol on their backs.
Do I get the it as well?
No, you do not get the stress for this one.
Well, I calmly reach for, or I'm holding the raid, and I spray the raid at them.
Sean, don't be so hasty. Let me sketch them first.
They're wriggled on the ground. They curl up and die and tip over.
I'm like, whew, I don't like those. Those look like they might have been false widow spiders. What do you think, Doc?
I'm not sure. I'll have to.
Well, it's the number one poisonous spider in the United Kingdom, if I remember correctly. But it had a red. Wait, what did it look like?
It had a red hourglass on its back.
Oh, well, those are black widows, but those aren't native to the United Kingdom. What are these two guys doing here, Doc?
There seems to be a lot of things about this house.
Yeah, that's weird. All right, so what do we look at the spider now? Sorry, Jacob.
No, you're good. The staircase down is now, it's now open, but is almost entirely filled with cobwebs.
Oh my gosh.
Hey guys, I think this might be a job for the Orkin man. You guys want to? I'm not sure it's paranormal. It seems like it's a pest infestation so far. You think maybe the spiders, like, killed them? You ever see that movie Arachnophobia from the States? It's about spiders that come and terrorize the whole town.
Past my time.
I have, in fact, seen that movie. I bet it's exactly like that.
I stuff my pant legs into my socks. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
And I also, like, I pull my sleeves down. I'm like, all right, guys, there's spiders in here. You don't want to get bit. Trust me.
So are you going to push your way down the staircase?
Well, I wait to see if they heed my advice and try to, like, prepare themselves for possible spider bites.
Yeah, I'm going to go upstairs, like, and take one of the coats and, like, try to, like, squeeze it on.
How big are you, James? Are you like a skinny small man, or are you like?
I'm a small woman size.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say I'm pretty skinny and small.
All right, I imagine you fit. It fits, but you know, like the shoulders are a little tight. Like you can't really reach your arms up. Brittany, same. It fits you as well, but your like arms are too large, so it's like kind of tight in your like elbow area because you're too, you know, muscular.
I'm like, all right, guys, we're all. Doesn't seem anything any paranormal. Just some crazy spiders. I don't know why this place is abandoned. I guess we should go look down the basement though.
Yeah, so as you push through the cobwebs down into the basement, you kind of like burst through into the basement room. And now we're going to activate horror mode, which makes it so that I get a free DM intrusion on any natural 1 or 2.
Okay. Do we see anything right now?
Yeah, so as you're the first one to burst through, and okay. You look around, and once again you see webs everywhere, but this time they're not as dense as they were up at the top. It almost seems like they were focused in blocking the staircase. The floor is actually glowing slightly down here in the basement, and across the basement you see a tightly wrapped little cocoon, and it's about 5 feet long, maybe 2 feet wide. And it's stuck to the wall on the far side of the basement.
Oh God! Don't tell me that. That's what I think it is. Doc, you have any idea where the floor is going?
So I kind of look at the floor. Are there cracks in the floors?
Yeah, the floor is like a concrete, and it's got like cracks in it.
But not you can't see through them though.
No, it's not like there's anything below them. It's just kind of dirt.
All right, but it's glowing.
Yeah, it's like glowing slightly, like a teal.
Did any of us think to bring a Geiger counter with us?
There are no windows in this basement.
Matthew, you've seen something like this before, surely.
I can't say I've seen the exact thing. It's like someone decided to get creative with their basement and put bioluminescent paint on it, probably, you know.
But bioluminescent paint only works if there's light source. I don't know, Doc.
I don't know. I've been to some raves and they've done some crazy shit there. Things were glowing all over the place. It could be that. Come on, I bet teenagers just came here and paint all over the walls and had a party.
I test it by shining my flashlight at it and then moving it to see if that part glows brighter than the parts around it.
That does not adjust the level of glowy. It's constant.
Yeah, it's not glowed in dark paint, guys.
I'm going to reach out and poke the floor.
It's cold concrete.
How bright is it?
It's dim. You know, like, you can really only tell it's glowing because it's so dark in there. It's not really illuminating anything. It's just kind of like a very, very dim
around
glow.
To see if there's any light bulbs or anything down here.
Yeah, there's like a light bulb hanging from a string.
I pull the string.
It turns on, and it's a little covered in cobwebs, but this area is not as dense as the rest, so it fairly well illuminates the room.
I notice how giant that thing is that wrapped, and I go ahead and I pull out my gun just in case. And I pull out my gun in my right hand, and I have my raid in my left hand, and I'm ready.
Okay.
I can't possibly think of any spider that makes webs this large. This might be groundbreaking right here outside of London. This is an amazing discovery. I'm going to start sketching the spider webs.
This can't be that impressive. I bet it's a species from Australia or something.
I'm not trying to... Can I have an aside? I think I would use my cell phone at this point, and I would dial 817-423-81999-1 for the emergency services.
Okay.
So I call. I'm gonna call the emergency services.
Yeah, someone picks up and goes, "Hello, this is the emergency services. What's your emergency?"
Yeah, this is former MP Sean McHenry. I'm at that address that you told us earlier, GM, and we'd just like you to send a unit around. We've got some crazy stuff going on here. There's a dead dog upstairs, and no one's here. If you could head on over, that'd be great.
Do you have a badge number? I looked your name up in the system and I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, my badge is 1, 2, 3 and I hang up real quick.
Your phone begins to ring again.
And I answer it. Hello, can I help you?
Oh, I was looking for a Sean. We got disconnected. It sounded like there was some
Chinese
kind of emergency.
You want food? This is Chinese food restaurant takeout. You want wonton?
It's
wonton. You want wonton?
And then they hung up.
Oh, that was close, guys. Don't call the emergency services.
I don't know what else we do besides that. I'm not cutting that thing open.
I say, hey, Doc, how about you call the emergency services and say you're outside and you heard a scream inside and we'll go outside and wait for him.
No, I'm sure those sloppy detectives are just going to disturb the scene. I need to dissect this now. I'm gonna slowly walk towards it, and I'm going to start... Matthew, can you go fetch me a piece of that toilet you broke?
Or
a knife from the kitchen, please.
I have a knife, and I kind of look over at Sean, and I just kind of like give him a look. I'm like, don't say anything, and I flip it open, and it's a switchblade, and I pass it over to the doctor.
Yeah, so you're gonna need to make a level 5 might check, but you can ease it with the knife to a level 4. All right, that's a DC 12.
Got 13.
All right, yeah, you cut the cocoon open.
I'm gonna slowly cut it, make small slices while taking notes each time I do.
Yeah, you keep making small cuts, and it kind of like relieves the tension of the web, and it starts to like open up more and more and more, and eventually one of your small cuts reveals what looks to be a old, wrinkly, and like very hard and shrunken hand.
Yep, calling the cops. I'm calling the cops, guys. I get my phone, I call the cops, and I'm like, I call the cops.
Oh, no, Brittany, don't you know that back
then,
you might not know this as an American, but it was quite fashionable for Victorian nobles to actually consume mummy parts.
Are you trying to tell me that you want us to eat that dead person?
No, of course I want to eat it, but it's a historical specimen of.
I'm calling the cops.
I could write a fabulous.
On your phone, Brittany, you hear like, "Hello, this is emergency services."
Yeah, hi, emergency services. We're at a house. Oh my gosh, what's the name of the?
105 Hilltop Road.
105 Hilltop Road. I heard a scream, like a really loud scream, and a bunch of banging around, and something's wrong. Please come down here. As quick as you can. I'm so afraid.
It's late, so it might be. Is this like an intense emergency? We've got it. We can have a unit on the way, but it's gonna be a few minutes. So, do you want to stay on the phone with me?
It's an emergency, man. I heard a scream. There was knocking around. Someone could be dead.
All right, we're sending the nearest unit over. It's gonna take them a few minutes though. So if you want to stay on the line, we can, or you can wait until an officer arrives.
I'm gonna put on some gloves.
Okay.
And I'm gonna like gingerly pick up the hand.
Yeah. You pick up the hand and you realize that it's definitely connected to more. It's not just a hand. And you see that it's wearing like an ornate bracelet. But it's hard to the touch. Like it is. You would describe it as like almost mummified. It's very solid.
Can I try to determine like, does it look like a mummy hand to me, and what does the bracelet look like?
Yeah, it looks like a mummy hand, and it looks like a gold chain bracelet that maybe you would see your grandma wearing.
This belongs in a museum. This is wonderful, and I could write such a fabulous report on this.
You're a monster.
I just pull him away. Doc, this is a dead body. This is a crime scene, man.
No, this is clearly a mummy.
So right now, horror mode is going to increase, meaning level or DC 1, 2, and 3s will, or okay. Nat 1, 2, and 3s will trigger DM intrusions. And you guys hear a noise coming from the wall of the basement that's covered in webs. And it kind of hears, it kind of sounds like a bunch of legs tapping on the ground. And the wall begins to kind of like shake back and forth. And it seems to come to your mind that that wall may not be a solid wall. That might just be web.
Yeah, I'm leaving. Yeah, I immediately, I'm like, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm just like, hey guys, we gotta get out of here. This is obviously bad. I don't want to like leave people to die, but like I'm like, I'm gonna get out of here. I can't stay here anymore.
Brittany, I think burning the whole fucking place down might not be such a bad idea anymore, actually.
Oh, thanks! Actually, so I'm gonna pull out, hey,
I'm gonna take a quick picture of the bracelet. Does it look like I can just pull off the bracelet?
Yeah, you can just slip the bracelet off if you want. And as soon as Brittany turns around, that wall, a large black mandible spike comes jabbing through that webby wall, and it kind of tears open, and another leg kind of plants itself in the basement.
Sean, I'm going to need that raid. I'm going to need to turn that into a flamethrower. I have a lighter. You have raid.
I got a lighter. But also, this doesn't seem like a natural spider to me.
I'm going to have you guys roll initiative. And in this game, initiative is just a flat d20 unless you have a training in initiative and then you add plus one to it.
So I'm impaired in initiative.
It's just a plus one?
Or it's a plus three because it eases it. So for you, okay. James, it'll be a minus three. All right. So you all are going to move before this thing. So the way this is going to work is generally in this game, movement speed is about the length of a room. It's nothing, it's not explicit like D&D, it's not an exact amount. And if you want to use your action to move a second length of a room, you can do so. Otherwise, you can use your action to do basically anything. But if you choose to attack, your attacks in the bottom left should tell you what you're doing and how much damage. And you'll make a roll similar to a skill check based on the thing's level. So, you all get to go first. You're in this basement. This web has two giant mandibles sticking through it. And it clearly seems like more are to come. And I think James is furthest into the basement at the cocoon thingy. And then Matthew, Sean, and Brittany are further back toward the stairs. So you all can decide who goes first, and then we'll keep it that way for the rest of the combat.
Combat?
It's not based on strict initiative. You can just decide.
I think we should negotiate with it.
Then do it.
I'm booking it.
Are you trying to run upstairs?
Immediately, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, this isn't something you see every day, I think to myself. And I'm like, I have a plan. So I throw the raid can out. And then I pull out my gun and I shoot at the raid can.
Okay.
I throw the raid can right at the spider where I see the mandibles, and I shoot at the raid can to get it to explode.
I'm gonna need you to make like a DC, or let's call it a level 7 speed check.
I mean, I'm a pretty good shot.
For making that shot. No, you are for sure, and you get that eased due to your training with firearms.
Level 7, what's that?
So level 6 now. So that would be a DC 18. To make
18,
that
good lord.
Yeah, I don't think that's that hard of a shot to make.
Is it? He's throwing a raid can in midair and trying to shoot it.
No, I'm not shooting it till it lands.
Oh. Okay, well then let's call it a level five then. I thought you were trying to do like a sick toss up and shoot.
I throw the can like at the base of where I see the mandibles. And then when it lands I shoot the can. And I shoot it as many times as it takes till it explodes.
Okay. Sure. So let's do level 5 then, and you ease it by 1, so level 4. So DC 12.
I rolled either way. I got a 12. Does that mean I win or I lose?
Meets it, beats it. So, yeah, you shoot the can, and one shot's enough to make it burst open, and the legs kind of, like, drag backwards away from it. It seems like it did not like that very much. You still can't see the full form of this thing as the web is in the way. You can still move, even though you've done your... I assumed that Matthew moved, double moved up the stairs.
That's what it sounded like to me too. So I can move. I can't. Can I say that as I'm moving, I'm starting to pull out my phone and use my thermal camera to see what I see behind those webs?
You can, but you won't have a chance to see it until your next turn.
Okay, so I'm starting that action. Preparing that.
That's fine. So you move. You're probably like halfway up the stairs. Matthew's already at the top.
Okay. Well, shit. I guess I pick up a burning clump of, you know, the raid that's in the air. You know, it's falling over the place. I assume it's setting shit on fire. I have my lacrosse stick.
No. The raid is just like a gas that kills insects. So it's more of like, I wouldn't even say it lit on fire. It's likely just spraying gas. Like the gas burst out everywhere.
Oh, I thought you said it like burst into like a ball of flames or something.
That's what Philip said, but I don't think it would from a gunshot. So it's just gonna like poison the area around it.
Okay. What I want to do is, because, like, I don't know, all these webs are, like, sticky, especially since we're right by the living cobwebs right now. What I want to do is that I want to pick up, like, a burning hunk of, you know, wood or something that's covered in a bunch of sticky cobwebs and use my lacrosse stick and just chuck it at it.
All right, that's fine. So make a...
Yeah, I have a lighter.
That's fine. So make a level 4 speed check.
Well, I got a 4.
So that misses. So you light the stick on fire and you go to throw it, because it's a DC 12, because it's 4 times 3. You throw the stick and it's burning, but you kind of don't throw it far enough and it just kind of lands on the ground. And some of the webs that like around it kind of like start to burn away. You can still move if you want up the stairs.
Yeah, I want to go up the stairs. I want to get away from this as fast as possible. My goal is getting out of this house.
Sounds good. You're halfway up the stairs as well, then. Now it's up to you, James.
I'm going to stand and gawk for a little bit and adjust my glasses and say, they'll finally all believe me before turning around and starting to run towards the stairs.
All right. So as you reach the stairs, James, I'm going to DM intrude on you. So you'll get an extra XP, and then you can give 1 XP to someone else.
I'm gonna do it to Brittany, and I've got my hand clamped around the bracelet, like unconsciously.
Yeah. So as you're running up the stairs, you pick a wrong step, and your foot goes through the step, and you notice that your leg is kind of trapped in there, and so you make it about a quarter of the way up the stairs before this happens, and you're stuck now.
Is it still my turn?
No, that was your turn.
Okay.
So then we are on to the thing. So it's not a big fan of the raid, so it's actually gonna skip its turn. The raid messed it up pretty bad, and so it kind of scoots back a little, and you see it almost disappear into the darkness again. And we're back up to Matthew.
Right. I reach to the top of the stairs and I do a brief look back down the stairs, and I see like fire and light and gun noises, and I scream, what the hell is going on down there?
Help me!
I'm up the stairs and I'm like, there's a fucking spider the size of the entire house down there. Did you know this was gonna happen? Do you have a gun? It worked really well last time.
No, do I have a gun? No, I don't. So what's happening to James again?
James's foot has fallen through the step that he stepped on, and his leg is trapped. And so he's screaming for help about a quarter of the way up the staircase.
I want to help. Okay. Him. Can I help him?
Brittany, I'm stuck. Let me grab on your lacrosse stick.
I'm going to start taking out my length of rope.
Okay.
And then hunker down or stay still at the top of the stairs.
Sounds good. And you can like do something with Brittany if you want. Like the moves aren't that strict in this game. But Sean would be up next.
Alright, so I am going to try to help. Is it Matt who's stuck, right?
It's James who's stuck.
I'm gonna go help Doc because he's been my compatriot this entire time.
So if you all want to help him, Matthew can drop his rope down the stairs. Maybe he can grab onto it. Brittany, what would you like to help, do to help as well?
Well, then I want to like move down, try to like out of it. You know, I want to like try and pull his like just break the surrounding wood, you know, so you can like pull his leg out.
Yeah, so with all three of you supporting James to try to get out, there's no need to make a roll. You make it trivial, and you pull James out of the wood, and it's now James's turn to move. The three of you, Brittany, James, and and Sean are both about halfway up still, and then Matthew is at the top. And now the creature reemerges from the darkness and pushes down the web, and the folks that are only halfway up the staircase see this large eight-eyed creature with giant spear-like mandibles and these what you presume to be eight massive legs, but you can really only see about two because the other two are so far back into the darkness. And it makes like a hiss at you, and it's going to start moving toward you. Luckily for you all, he doesn't move very fast, and he only reaches about almost to the bottom of the stairs, and it's back to Matthew.
I say, oh well, he's out, and just start booking it again.
Yeah, you can make it clear out the front door. And when you burst outside, you do notice that some of the house lights nearby have turned their lights on.
Awesome. I attempt to, you know, don't at least be slightly discreet, but like that is very not even close to my biggest worry. I'm making it moving as quick as I can to the van and kind of hunkering out there outside.
If the three of you all want to run, we can do that in one turn, but if anyone has anything specific they wanted to do, you can do it as well.
I kind of want to throw James Ritter over my shoulder and run, but like, because he said he was tiny, and I kind of want to just like throw him over my shoulder and just like book it out the front door and throw him into the van.
Sure.
I figured that the other guy's capable, but this guy seems insane.
Brittany, you're ruining my shot.
So I'm close to the spider right now.
You're about halfway up the staircase. It's almost at the bottom of the staircase.
All right. So do I have time to like whip out my phone and take a picture?
Sure.
And then so I'm taking a picture, and then I'm gonna run.
All right. Yeah, you can make it basically to the front door, and you see Matthew all the way at the van already, and Brittany and James are right in front of you. Brittany is carrying James for some reason. Well, are you guys hopping in the van and booking it? I would reiterate that you see lights turning on at neighbors' houses, and you do hear a distant police siren off in the distance.
I can't believe you all called the cops when we were trespassing, but it's...
Okay, Tom, like, hey, man, I've encountered this before, guys. I don't want to get into the details, but it doesn't do any good if we're here. They're going to kick us out. We need to regroup and think about what we saw here. Trust me on this one.
I highly agree.
There's nothing we can do once the authorities get here.
All right, so you all hop in the van?
Let's do it with the cop.
Yeah.
Yeah, hop in the van.
Yeah, so you guys start driving off?
So as we're driving, I'm like, look, guys, I got to be honest, man. We were wrong. Doc and Matt, I'm not sure it's supernatural, but it's definitely beyond anything they've told us is going on in this world.
Right when you say that, you hear a female voice go, oh, it's supernatural, all right, and a figure sits up in the back of your van.
I'm like, what?
Sean, you've got girls in your van?
I slam on the brakes. I just like straight up slam them, like lock the wheels, and I look like, who are you?
She goes, ow, you didn't have to slam on the brakes. You might as well just drive normally.
Is this person translucent or anything?
Nope.
Oh, it looks like a solid person?
Yeah, it's a solid person.
So I reach back and I poke her just to make sure she's like a solid person.
Well, you'd have to have spaghetti arms to get all the way back there from the driver's seat.
Okay, I'm like, hey, Brittany, poke that chick to make sure it's not a ghost.
Yeah, I give her a little cuff.
You know? Okay, she goes, well, I guess that's what I should have expected for sneaking into your van while you were all inside that house. My name's Annabelle, by the way, and she is a shorter black woman. She has large dreadlocks, and she is wearing a white t-shirt. She has jeans with holes in the knees, and she's got large boots on, and she's kind of just... sitting in the very back row of seats with her arms up on the seat.
I look at Matt and I'm like, I don't trust this person.
Well, Annabelle, you seem to be just pretty chill for trespass ever do that.
She goes, well, I am a little more chill. I mean, I knew what was down there. But I've been waiting for someone else to come and figure it out.
You knew what was down there and you let someone else go down there? Did you kill that person down there?
Are you just hanging out at all times outside of this house?
Yeah, basically. When I saw the Reddit post, I knew someone would come pretty soon, and you guys showed up remarkably fast. I really didn't have to hang around for too long. No, I didn't kill her. She died to that monster down there quite a while ago, actually. But, yeah, you guys finally came along. How'd you guys find this? I mean, I assume you followed the Reddit post, right?
Hate Reddit, but this guy here told me about it.
Yeah, I saw something about it on Reddit.
Do you have to, like, poop in the bushes?
No.
How long were you outside that house?
I wasn't here. Well, I wasn't here 24/7. I just came at night. I mean, I made that Reddit post like 2 days ago. Like, I've only come two nights, and it didn't take you long to show up.
Are you a native to Britain?
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. Never mind.
Well, no, I posted that Reddit post because I knew that thing was down there, and I've really been looking for some true adventurers, and clearly you survived. That's pretty impressive. So, like,
you made that post knowing that people would die down there.
Well, no, I mean, I wasn't hoping anyone died. I was hoping that someone survived. Exactly what did happen.
Why do I attract so many freaks?
I should probably delete the Reddit post now that you've already came. And
yeah, I'm trying to figure that out too, Matthew.
But you know, I was waiting to see if you had the stuff. You know, if you were up to the task.
I'm like, hey, Brittany, slap her again for me, real quick.
Don't slap me again.
Yeah, no. I reach forward and I immediately slap her right across the face.
She swats your hand out of the way when you try to slap her.
And I look at her as I still have slammed the brakes. Don't do that again.
quit slamming on the brakes. I don't have my seatbelt on. Listen, there are things in this world that are rooted in nightmares, and they're dangerous forces to be reckoned with. And you saw one of them in there today. I think you got the gist.
Yeah, and guess what? We're seeing another one in this fucking car right now. Put your seatbelt on.
Okay, I put my seatbelt on.
You were testing us?
Essentially, that's basically what it was. Listen, I'm an investigator, and I focus on paranormal investigation, and I have a decent amount of experience.
God, one of these.
Oh my god, we do not need another investigator.
A fabulous kindred spirit.
No, we've already got an insane person here who believes
insane.
That...
No.
You the roof of my van.
No, you know I'm not crazy now.
Spider, nothing supernatural
it's
about
super loud. Right through the.
Yeah, it's just a big spider.
Everyone goes silent because they just heard a gunshot ring out through the top of a van.
Oh,
hey y'all!
In the middle of a street.
Shut your mouth. Let this fine black woman speak.
Annabelle goes, "Okay, well, I knew I was going to attract some freaks, but you're shooting a gun around in the middle of the street in the UK. Do you know what's going to happen to you if someone hears that and finds out who it was?"
A good point. I floor it. Just. Like squeal away.
She goes, "Listen, I work for a paranormal investigation agency called the Sinclair Paranormal Investigation Agency, and you could call that Reddit post a sort of like a trial run to see if we could find some people. Because currently, well, I work for me, who is the only employee, and it's not really working out well. I need some other people. I need some more people to help. And I figured, you know, anyone who's follows up a Reddit post to a creepy old house is probably unemployed and needs help. So, you know, I've got a decent amount of funding for this organization, and I can definitely get you guys a good pay and a good solid job, especially if you're interested in seeing more like you saw today."
This is a paid research gig?
Yep.
I'm in!
Well, great.
I'd like to get off of the national health if I could. Do you provide private health insurance?
Actually, I'd prefer you stay on the national health. I'm not trying, you know, it's not unrisky, and I'm not trying to provide any insurance, you know.
I look at Dr. Jimmy and I say, "Dr. Jim, let's do this." And I hold up my hand like, you know, in the manly, like, let's like lock our arms and brace.
Thank you. I'm gonna like pull your hand down, give you a little handshake,
and then as he tries to pull my hand, I just like yank it towards me, and I'm like, "Yes."
Yeah.
And then she leans forward in her chair and she puts her arm around both you, Matthew, and Brittany. And she goes, "So what about the two of you? You guys looking for a job?"
And the things that I find, like the evidence I gather disproving your stupid little thing, like, do I still get paid no matter what? Even yep. if I am able to prove that all this is just stupid?
You're one of the cynical ones, huh? Yeah. If you can prove it's all fake and stupid, you know, I'll still pay you, but we'll see how that goes.
I say, Matt, did you not see the human-sized spider? You think that was a puppet? You think that was an animatronic?
Growth hormones exist.
The growth hormones, radiation, something. It was just a big spider, all right? It's much too hasty. Just say, ooh, supernatural. Ooh. What? Is there a ghost inside of a spider that made it giant? Ooh.
Can I get into a semantic argument about supernatural meaning anything outside of the natural known sciences, and a giant spider obviously falls into the supernatural? We talk about it for like way too long and everyone else gets bored.
Yeah, they do. Annabelle's...
Oh, I'm not bored. I love semantics.
Annabelle, you were part of it. We said you were part of an organization. This is like a governmental organization or a private one?
Oh, no. Definitely not governmental. The government is useless when it comes to this sort of things. We're a private organization.
Does your organization have, like, money? Do you have lawyers? Are you important?
Well, currently it's just me. So, you know, the money, okay. Money won't be too much of a problem, but it's not like we have our... You guys will be the only staff. We don't really have, like, lawyers. Lawyers don't really work with this line of work.
I'll do it for money, but I will really do it if you have any way to sort of maybe potentially clear... really veer assaulted battery charge that I may or may not have against my record in the States. Do you think that you could do something about that?
I don't know right now, but I do have plenty of contacts around the area, and I can reach out.
Done. I'm doing it. I'll do it. I'll do it for you, babe.
Wonderful. All right, Matthew. How do you feel about hunting down monsters and proving us wrong? I'll give you three expensive items a week, or three moderately priced items a week.
I've been doing this for free anyways.
Wonderful. Well, here you go. And I hand Annabelle hands Matthew a key with a little tag on it that gives an address. And she says, well, you guys will start at 8 a.m. tomorrow. We'll see you at the office. Can you guys drop me off at the train station?
Say no problem. And I do a really fast UE, like almost flipping the van over so you can turn around and go to the train station.
All right. So, anything else for Annabelle before you drop her off at the train station?
Like, hey, have you ever seen those movies about that doll that's possessed Annabelle?
Yes.
You realize that it's called Annabelle?
Yeah, I mean, I...
You see how that could freak us out a little bit now that we know there's giant spiders?
Well, you know, I didn't pick the name before I picked the line of work.
All right. I look at her closer to see if she looks like a porcelain doll.
She does not. She's black.
Where did you say you were from again, Annabelle?
Oh, I mean, I'm from here in Birmingham. But I thought your question was maybe aimed at a different facet.
Your grandparents are from Birmingham?
Never mind.
I just like I give her I pull out some tea and crumpets from my glove box. I'm like, eat these.
Oh, thanks. This is wonderful, actually. Okay, this is my stop. Well, sorry for sneaking into your van, but I thought it was quite a dramatic way to introduce myself, if I do say so myself. All right, we'll see you guys in the morning. And she jumps out of the car and heads to the train station. Do you go with her, James?
Yeah, I'm with her.
She's like, oh, we're headed in the same direction, and I just said bye, huh?
Oh, well, I will have opportunities to publish what I find here, right?
We actually, I mean, the whole purpose is to investigate and catalog, and you can publish what you find. I can't promise you people believe you, but you can publish it.
Oh, I'm sure with what I saw tonight, no one will ever can doubt me again.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of evidence did you get? You know, like...
Oh, I got a video of the spider.
Ooh, you want to show it to me?
Yeah, I can. I can email it to you. So I'm gonna download it off of the glasses and send it to her, I guess.
All right, yeah, she gives you her email and you send it over and she goes, yep, just what I thought, and she turns it to you and it's all static.
No! Oh! I'm gonna fall on my knees.
No, it's okay. Listen, the digital stuff doesn't work so well, but there are other ways to capture evidence from these kind of situations, and you're gonna learn all about it with us.
I'm sure I will get physical items along the way.
I'm here for this, right?
You guys are actually in the car. He's in the train. They're like walking to the train station. You see him fall to the ground.
I slam on the brakes again really, really hard. You okay, Doc? I say, you okay, Doc?
No, but you don't have to worry about me.
I open my glove box and pull out another crumpet and throw it to him. Here, man, this will make you feel better.
Oh, I appreciate it. You got a little bit of.
There's a cigarette with the crumpets, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
All right, we drive away.
All right. So, does anyone do anything else before they go to sleep?
I go to sleep to try to de-stress.
When I get back to my apartment, I'm going to, be emptying out, all my stuff, and the bracelet's going to fall out onto the floor, and I'm going to realize, I had that. This whole time. I'm going to pick it up and study it.
Yeah, it seems like an ornate bracelet. It's made of gold. It's like several rings that connect together, similar to a chain, but they kind of like twist as they connect. And it has a little solid chunk on one side of it that has an engraving in it. And it says Eunice on it.
I'm going to, I draft an email up to send to my contacts at the police station that still like talk to me. Like, hey man, you know anything about this house? I was curious who sold it, who bought it, any strange happenings there. And I send it to my good friend, Sean McHohenry.
So what about you, Matthew and Brittany? What do you guys do?
I just go home. I vape for like a way too long, and then I curl up on the couch, unsleeping, and watch Sex in the City until like 6 in the morning. Terrified.
I spend like quite a while pacing back and forth my room, trying to just figure out what the hell is going on and calming myself down before I kind of, therapeutically rearrange my gear. Put it back, make sure everything's there, clean everything off, and try my hardest to go to sleep. Pop a couple Benadryls, force myself to sleep.
You guys are supposed to be at work at 8 a.m. the next morning.
Wait, do I have a job?
You do now, yeah.
Oh, the new job. Okay, gotcha. I was like, wait, I think I got fired. Like a long ago. Okay, gotcha.
How many of you make it there on time?
I set my alarm and I do make it there on time because I'm a functioning alcoholic.
I'll make it on time.
Yeah, I make it on time.
I'm like 45 minutes late and it's obvious that I've still got a little bit of nicotine in my system and I'm still pretty shaken after last night, but I don't want to seem like I am, so I'm trying to be normal, but it's pretty obvious that I was also vaping on the way here.
All right, so upon you all arriving at the office that Annabelle gave you the key to, the next morning you see a small brick building in Birmingham, England. You enter the main door and see multiple doors with locks on them. The key Annabelle gave you has a number 3 on it, and so at door 3, the key roughly unlocks a thick door, and it creaks open. You see a small flat containing one desktop computer and several file cabinets. On top of the file cabinet sits a newspaper. The flat contains one small office room, which has mini blind curtains drawn. The air is musty and slightly moist. The paint on the walls is an off-white that is crumbling and peeling. The rightmost wall appears to have some shelves full of knickknacks, and the other wall has one window with a set of thick blackout curtains. There's a loud whirring sound that you take to the air conditioning, and a calendar on the wall reads Monday, August 12th, 2019. The time is 12:30, or the time is about 8 a.m. And On the door to the small office, you see a sticky note with an envelope taped underneath it. It says, your first assignment as new employees is to spread the company name. I haven't really had a chance to do... I haven't had a chance to. In fact, why don't you set up an email and a website so people can contact us with tips? You know, get our name out there. Hopefully that old desktop works. Make sure it's done by the time I get back. And don't go into my office. I'll know if you do. And then it says, it has a heart, and it says AC on it.
I go straight to her office.
Okay. It's locked.
Okay. I don't break it, and I'm not that bold.
Oh, and then the envelope, the envelope on the door contains enough to... And it contains money for your first week. So each of you can add 3 moderately priced items to your money. I have it list. I have a money spot in the top right of the character sheet, and then you can turn those in for actual items whenever you want.
Anybody know how these newfangled computers work?
Yeah, I've spent time surfing.
All right, well, go ahead and make us a web page.
Matthew sits down and notices the computer is anything but new and fangled. It's a super old, blocky computer, and the keyboard is dusty. So you guys don't have to talk about making the website. But I just want to know one thing. What's your guys' outreach strategy to try to get people to send in tips or help they need with paranormal events?
I think, guys, that we should pay influencers to, at the beginning of their videos, say, hey, have you been haunted by a spook, specter, or goblin? Does no one believe your paranormal story? We'll call 1-888 British Ghostbusters. We're here to believe you.
Just get a decal on the side of your van.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's
a
really good idea. I love that.
You both.
Oh my gosh, guys. Oh my. Back home, we literally oh my gosh, my sorority and I, we did this amazing thing when we earned so much money. Oh my gosh, all my sorority sisters and I put on as little clothes as possible, and then we did a car wash. It worked really well. And teachers got arrested too, so it was really honestly helping the community.
So I'm like, sounds good to me. And I pull off my suit, and I've got these super short cutoffs underneath.
Yes!
I'm just ready to go.
I can leave that to you two.
Alright, and that basically concludes the session. Now, what you guys, so sessions are going to happen in-game, a week will pass between each session. So is there anything you all want to research over the week that, if it's a good thing and there's meat there, you may get information at the start of next session?
I want to follow up with my contact about the house, and then I'm gonna look up, yeah, spiders, anything about spiders that are really big, spiders that attack humans, anything like that. And I'm gonna cross-reference it with a cult.
Radiation, growth hormones. I feel like we should also do a lot of research about the woman that was dead, because that was probably the previous tenant.
Oh yeah, over the week, I want to, with some of my alma maters in Birmingham. And so, I want to use access to, get the density, get the weight, get the, types of gemstones in it. I want to do, a deep dive into everything I can learn about it.
Sounds good. And I none of them would have seen you take it, so I don't think they have any hint. I don't think there's any, roles they could make, necessarily.
I mean, at the very least, we could do retown. We could ask neighbors who lived there, old-time, old people that lived there. So we could probably get the name Eunice. Especially since it's from 2018, we could probably get the name relatively easily.
Yeah, I imagine. I'll do two separates. I'll give James his information, and I'll give the three of you other information you find by looking into the area. So you all got 1 XP for surviving, and then Sean got XP for grabbing the bracelet, and then James got XP for grabbing the bracelet. Many of the themes, backgrounds, lore, and characters in this podcast are based on the Magnus Archives podcast, produced by Rusty Quill. The TTRPG is produced by Monty Cook in partnership with Rusty Quill. This podcast operates under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. We hope you enjoyed the first episode. Please leave a like or comment to show your appreciation.